Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Tommaso Frangini.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you to you.
We will be talking about Finisterre, which is a film that is being presented in the Settimana della Critica, Sikatsik, strand of the Venice Film Festival. And you know, Tommaso, probably the best way to start off this interview is if you could just say a few words to introduce the story so that our listeners know what we will be talking about.
Yeah, Finisterre is a short film that tells the story of two friends who go camping together in the wild, and they're in two different moments of their lives. So what happens is that they are not able to communicate between themselves, and it's about the end of a friendship, is about growing up, probably, is about disgregation of a friendship.
It's about who leaves and who stays behind, right?
Exactly, it's about that.
Did something like this happen to you? You studied in California. Maybe you could tell us the name of the school as well, a very prestigious one.
Yeah, CalArts, California Institute of the Arts in Los Angeles. This happened to me, not really as dramatic as in the film, right, but happened to me when I went to California, but actually happened to me in a way worse when I came back from the US, but the short film was already done, so it's a coincidence. So I had to leave Los Angeles in March for the pandemic, and still don't know when I will be able to go back and at least see some friends that I spent my 3 years of my life with. So I dedicated part of the film to them when I was speaking at the theater.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So what about, so there is a little bit of autobiographical, but there's also a little bit, something that is more symbolic. For example, the location in which the film takes place, right?
Yeah, the location is Montaña de Oro, is a state park in California near San Luis Obispo, and I was searching for something that gave me an idea of desolation. That's where I wanted to set my short film. I found this place that is a surf paradise, and I shot in winter, so to give this idea of desolation, this place that where two friends go and it's beautiful, but is also very foggy. It gives this idea of distance. I use the landscape to underline the distance between themselves, I think. That's what I wanted to do, at least.
Right. I guess you might have been influenced by the setting in the style of the film, which I find very contemplative. It lacks spoken dialogue, but is rich of meaning just from the landscape itself.
Yeah, like I wanted to give a big, I wanted to have a big dialogue when they speak in front of the fire, so at least there is a little bit of substance in the short film. But for the other parts, I also improvised a lot with them. That's also why there are all these moments that are just few moments, they don't speak a lot. I wanted to improvise with them all these moments around the park to see what was coming out, and in the editing it worked this distance, like they are there because one has to leave, one is staying, and they don't know what to say between each other.
Do you like to give your actors room to sort of explore and improvise, like you said?
Yeah, especially here, because I wasn't really sure of, especially of the ending, but I wasn't really sure of the script. I had this whole chunk of story that was improvising. I was saying, let's see what happens. So I didn't work a lot, unfortunately, with the actors as much as I wanted to. But when we were there, there was the right environment for them to explore and to be the characters. And I think they did a really great, great job. I think they're really good.
We should probably mention their names because they are the two actors.
Mika Flam is doing Ryan, Travis, and Ryan Mason is doing Peter. Peter is the guy who stays, Travis is the guy who leaves. So Mika Flam and Ryan Mason.
And so I think we're out of time now, but I would like to still ask you what your impression of being in Venice with your film is like. What is the experience been like so far?
It's a dream. I always wanted to come here with my thesis short film, and it's a dream coming true. It's been incredible so far. We've been here since the 2nd of September. We are going to stay here until the 12th, so we are going to stay here for the whole festival. And it's a dream. Today I was really nervous, I have to say, and I think the photographers noticed it, but then everything went well. Yeah, I'm really
everything
happy.
Everything went well.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best, Tommaso.
It was
a pleasure. I remind the listeners that the film is called Finisterre, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.